Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
It's Galesburg Live, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Cloudy skies, 22. A nice Saturday morning with a coffee, and I got several varieties. I had my own variety, and then Bobby DePoy brought me some Beck's coffee, her favorite flavors. What's in it? It's sweet and good.
It's half salted caramel cappuccino and half black coffee. It's my favorite.
Now, do you... And Dale Griffith's here, too. So Dale and Bobby own the Butter Churn in Coners at the Butter Churn in Woodhall. Do your own personal taste, I bet, go into the Butter Churn and the menu there. The menu is very interesting. I looked at the menu on your Facebook page, and it's not just like a regular menu with items and prices. There's ideas and suggestions in the menu. How about this? And tell us about the unique menu, Bobby, at the Butter Churn in Woodhall.
I just don't know what to say about that.
There's themes to some, and I don't know if they're consistent, but Thursday nights is a casserole.
Thursdays we serve a casserole. Yeah.
That's ideas from everybody, or you come up with a casserole and let...
Come up with them, and sometimes people will be like, can we have that one again? So I have to, popular demand. I'll listen and listen to what they like.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, I got an idea now. I'll put that, and that'll be just for Anne or somebody.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you seeing, Dale, folks coming in and sitting down and eating, or more coming in and shopping and taking it home?
A little bit of both, actually. We have people who come in and pick up the casseroles, and most of them take it home.
Yeah.
But we have had quite a few people, especially in the last month, come in and just, hey, could you put this in the oven and we'll just eat here and then shop around? I'm like, sure, absolutely.
That's great. How much? You got some square footage there. You got some walking around room in the Butter Churn, yeah?
More than you'd think.
Yeah.
I keep rearranging because I get antsy, so I create aisles and hidden nooks.
Art and food. So there's a casserole night on Thursdays. And you guys get your fish from Sitka in Galesburg, is that correct?
Yes, we do. We have had Sitka in there before, and I'm going to get them in there again.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a fish night. Are any of your other nights consistent, or are they all over the place?
I don't make fish.
You don't make fish. Tell us about some of the other things that we might find on the Butter Churn menu. Some of your favorites.
Well, we came up with our own gourmet chili dog. We call it the Churny Dog.
I saw that online.
Yeah. It's yummy.
The Churny. Yeah.
And on Saturdays, we make...
What's different about the Churny?
We use a big... full size. It's a turkey sausage.
It's a huge hot dog.
It's a huge hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we make our own chili sauce to put on it, and not to ride on anybody's coattails, but it's a little like the kid's mud.
Okay, yeah.
So just to give you what it's kind of like.
And Cherry Street, yeah. And, well, you're an old Cherry Street girl, so you worked there for years, so that's going to stay in your palate forever, right?
Yeah, I have to have it for the rest of my life.
The mud from Cherry Street. That should influence you in your menu somewhere. That's awesome.
So a little tip of the hat there.
Yeah. Dale, how often do you get to throw your flavors into... if it's just the two of you at home, who's doing the cooking?
She is.
Yeah.
My joke with the regulars is I shouldn't be in the kitchen. I may set something on fire.
Yeah.
If you want pizza rolls, I could do that for you.
But, right.
Yeah, no... usually, for the longest time, I was her guinea pig, so she would make things, and I would try them, but ooh, that's really good.
Right.
And now, I found out some of them are going on this casserole night or soup night.
Yeah.
So, I guess my flavor is, yes, that's really good, or that's too vegetarian, I'm not going to eat it, and she'll make it anyway, because there's a lot of people who like that.
Right. Do you feel like what your mission statement is there with the Butter Churn, a fresh food market, feed your family, create community? Do you feel like that? That you guys, that since you've been there for, I don't know, how long have you had it now?
I think this is our third month.
Yeah, well, only 3 months in, but are you feeling that already? And because,
we're getting a lot of support, and we really love talking to the people that come in regularly and meeting the new people that come in. Just about every day, there's somebody that comes in and says, we've never been here before, or we've been hearing about it, just thought we'd check it out. And it's great to meet all these new people.
Are folks coming in and saying, I've got this product, I make this, it's patented, and can we put it on your shelves? That's what is that what you is that what you're looking for, if that's made locally?
I am definitely encouraging people to let me know what they have.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I like to change things up. I want different things to be seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're out there and you have something, come and tell me about it. There's these guys in Watauga that make some tea, and I'm looking for them.
They make a certain type of tea?
Yes.
Yeah. Where did you have it that you discovered this
I
tea?
Tried it at the Glow Bar.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, where are these guys? I have to have this tea.
And but they're local.
Yeah,
yeah.
Watauga.
All right. So maybe they'll be in the butter churn before you know it. How do you, you're both artists. You're with pencils, and you said whatever else.
Whatever you put in front of me, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, you'll figure it out and give you an easel and a blank space, and you'll go. And Dale, how about you?
I do a lot of cartoons and comic book stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm down at For the Win every free comic book day doing caricatures too.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Is that where the In Common came from when you two got together 19 years ago? The art?
Yeah, probably the art and the music.
Art and music, okay,
and
yeah.
Yeah, it was just a perfect fit.
That's a good draw. That's a good place.
Well, he was over there being sullen, and I wanted to know why. I'm nosy like that.
Yeah. And I was impressed that she didn't just leave. She was like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, okay, you're talking to me. That's great.
Yeah. Where was that at? You know the moment. Do you remember the spot where you guys were when you met for the first time?
My apartment
yeah. on Seminary Street. I had a roommate.
Okay,
and
yeah.
He had brought some friends over, and at that time I was just like, headphones on, drawing, don't talk to me.
So drawing and painting, like you said, doing whatever it's in front of you, being artistic, how is that fitting into the butter churn and as a space for people mm-hmm. to come in? Some people are eating and some people are painting at the same time. How's that working out?
Well, that can happen, yeah.
Yeah.
We have Friday night creativity nights.
Yeah.
Depending on the night, it can be free. It can be $5. Or if it's a painting party, it'll be $20. Painting parties tend to happen once a month. But depending on the night, it's just a cheap or free way to come out and just express your creativity, use your muscle trying to figure out what it is you're capable of or
yeah.
what you like.
Yeah.
Come and check it out. Just have a little fun and relaxing without being an art class that you're getting graded on.
Right. Do you think that's why a lot of these wine and painting parties happen, just to kind of let people be creative in a creative atmosphere,
yeah.
like relax?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just experiment.
It's not rigid.
Feeling like you're being actually evaluated.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's horrible, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, and everybody thinks it's horrible on the night, but they get it home the next day and they're like, oh, now it's dry. Now I'm not comparing myself to everybody else. And I actually did a really good job.
I did a good job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Food and art come together at the Butter Churn. It's a fresh food market. Feed your family, create community. You guys are right as you pull into what street on in
Division.
Woodhall? Division, yes. In the business district, if you will, right?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
in Woodhall, Illinois. I just passed it not too long ago. We went and did a Hometown Heroes there for the school, and I saw it not too long ago. Dale Griffiths and Bobby DePoy are the owners, and we'll talk more to them. News is coming up on Galesburg Live. It's 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL 22 right now, and mostly cloudy skies.